Russian drones reportedly entered Polish airspace on Wednesday. Poland says it shut them down with the backing of military aircraft from its NATO allies. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says it's the closest the country has been to open conflict since World War II.
We are most likely dealing with a large-scale provocation. But at the same time, we are in consultation with our allies. I am in constant contact with the NATO Secretary General.
The Prime Minister activated Article 4 of NATO's treaty, under which alliance members can demand consultation with their allies. The head of NATO says the organization is still assessing the situation.
A full assessment of the incident is ongoing. What is clear is that the violation last night is not an isolated incident.
Russia, meanwhile, denies the allegations. The country's defense ministry issued a statement saying its drones carried out a major attack on military facilities in western Ukraine, adding that it had not planned to hit any targets in Poland. But Poland's Minister of Foreign Affairs says he doesn't believe that, warning of possible escalation.
Even though NATO is not at war, Russian aggression strikes beyond Ukraine.
The United Nations is now warning of a possible wider conflict.
The regional impact and real risk of expansion of this devastating conflict.
The incident comes just a few days after a meeting between President Trump and the President of Poland. Some US troops are stationed in Poland. During the meeting, Trump was asked if the soldiers are scheduled to stay there.
If anything, we'll put more there if they want, but they've long wanted to have a larger presence. We have some countries that have more, not too many, but no, they'll be staying in Poland. We're very much aligned with Poland.